You know, here's the dilemma for me. Nobody's going to blatantly say to you, we don't want people to know this history. And what we do know is the seeds of denialism have been growing around the Indian residential school system. And in fact, many denialists use the banner of fake news, where there's a release or media attention associated with unmarked burial work. You know, the fear we have is in Canada not releasing these 27 million documents and in cutting funding to the investigation work that's being done at community level, they're actually advancing the denialist claims. Because if we cannot access the records and documents that unfold this history, then you're going to continue to have people push back that it was never as bad as it is.